I'm Tracy Ellis at the state capitol in Olympia with your 20th District Legislative Update. With me now is Senator John Braun. I heard Governor Inslee talking about homeless people in Centralia recently. How does your approach to the homeless crisis differ from the governor's?
Yeah, so it's interesting. The governor seems to have just noticed that we have a homeless crisis in our state. This challenge has developed entirely on his watch, and it hasn't just become a problem in the last few days since we started session or even the last year. It's been a problem for several years, and it's a problem around the state. It's good that he's finally paying attention to it, but it's disappointing that his solution is just to dump more money into solving the problem and not really get out of the root causes. And yeah, we absolutely have a problem in Centralia and Lewis County more broadly, but if you look around the state, it's not an urban or a rural problem. It's a statewide problem. But we have to understand there's different solutions based on where you're at. And I think that in many ways, Lewis County's leading the way. We have great coordination between our sheriff's office and our mental health providers, between county and city government. So I think we're doing a lot. There's certainly more to do. And I think the right approach, I mean, the governor's proposal is a little bit heavy-handed and does a lot for services. And services are absolutely important, and I'm fully supportive of that. But it's not a one-dimensional problem. You can't just say, we're going to provide more services for those. You need to enforce the law and order aspects of it. You got to worry about public safety, because one without the other doesn't work. And I would call his approach one-dimensional and overly reliant on just dumping more money on the fire when we're really not focused on what's being effective. And unfortunately, what it leads to is just a feeding of the homeless industrial complex instead of really helping people. We should be judging our efforts based on whether we're helping people, really helping them, get them off the streets, get them help dealing with whatever challenge they have and turned around and onto a good path. And sometimes that takes some money, sometimes that takes services, but oftentimes that takes a little structure and enforcement of rules. I had the honor to do the Republican perspective on the State of the State address, and I pointed out there that I don't agree with the governor that money is the answer, but if money is a part of the answer, the rainy day fund is the absolute wrong place to get that money. That is the state savings account. It's built and approved by the voters to cover services when we have an economic downturn. And we're in good shape now, but we know the economy is cyclic. We're going to have a downturn, and we need to be prepared for that. It does it no good to take money out of our savings account to provide most services and then have those services go away when the economy turns down. That's a terrible idea. In a $53 billion budget, we can find the money we need to provide services for folks suffering from homelessness.
Do you feel the governor's priorities match up with the concerns of people in the 20th district?
No, in fact, I don't think they might line up with the priorities of around the state. And I think you could fairly say he is very focused on specific groups and maybe specific zip codes within the state. He is, you know, and this should be a surprise to no one, he is very laser focused on climate issues. And while I don't doubt his belief in those issues, that's not the way to run a state. You can't say, I'm going to worry about the issues that may affect us in 20, 30, or 50 years and ignore the very real impacts that people are dealing with right here, right now, whether it's homelessness, whether it's finding adequate childcare that the folks can afford. There's a whole number of issues.
With your 20th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis in Olympia with Senator John Braun.